All right, very excited to talk to a guest who I've been waiting to talk to for a while, but I thought this would be a good time because I saw him training like an absolute monster, and it's a good time right now. It's a tough time right now because we're all looking for things to do, and I saw the King of the Ring, Tyron Spong, join us. I saw you on Instagram, man. Is this your house where you're working out at? Because you have this beautiful mural that's going on. I don't know who the hell drew that mural. It's very impressive. But you were going like crazy, man. So has this been a window you're just kind of opening up to us? Have you been going this hard the whole time in quarantine, or is this like, have you been laying around and you just need to get going?
I've been training hard for all these weeks now. You know, I mean, I think we should make the best out of it. You know, out of this time, the pandemic, the quarantine, and partial lockdown. I mean, why not use your time wisely and use it to better yourself, keep going hard so you stay ready and you don't have to get ready, you know? And that's what I've been doing. This is at my house in my own gym. I had that mural done a few years back by a great artist from out of California. And he did an amazing job. Paint demons or paint demon paintings. I forgot. Excuse me, but I think his name is Ricardo. He's a great artist, and he did that. It's my idea, my logo with the lions and everything. One is calm, and one is ready for battle. And I think that's the right balance you need to have in life, you know. Stay calm at all times, but when it's time to go, you're ready to go.
So this is you've been in South Florida the whole time, right? Your home right now. This is when did you decide, or when did it happen where you couldn't train anymore in Miami? You normally train in Tropical Park with the guys down there. When was the decision made that's like, all right, we got to close up shop, and because you look like you were starting to tune up for the comeback. To get back in action.
Yeah.
When did the switch flip, and how have you adjusted to this as far as all that?
I mean, once this thing hit, we all saw it coming. You know, everybody knew, like, sooner or later, everything is going to be shut down, or at least places where a lot of people gather and come together. So, you know, I was getting ready for a fight. I would have a fight in April, which got canceled because of the travel ban. And from that moment on, we kept training in Tropical until they closed down the park and the gym there as well. And then it was just, you know, going hard at it at home, you know, making the best of it. You know, actually, a great workout is doing yard work, man. Working on the yard, you know, like shuffling, moving dirt, planting stuff. I got a bunch of animals, so moving bales of hay and straw, it's heavy. It's an old school type of work, but it keeps you fit. It keeps you in shape.
Yeah, that's that jungle workout you're always talking about, right? Like you Tyron Spong, like he's straight out of the jungle. How do you, because you're an animal lover, man. Well, the first time we ever spoke, we were talking about like catching iguanas or something like that. People are kind of getting the whole thing into the exotic animals now because the whole Tiger King. Do you look at Tiger King and do you scoff at it? Because you're like, that's just another day at the block for Tyron Spong. All these animals and whatnot. That's nothing.
So, you know, my little brother, good friend of mine, he's like a little brother to me, is the real Tarzan.
Yep.
You know, Mike Halston. And we were actually talking about this just a few days ago. Like, a lot of people just, you know, talk about it and they post about stuff on social media and online, but I'm the guy that's actually really about it. That's how I grew up, man. Like, that's normal to me, you know. I'm straight up out of the jungle, out of South America, the Amazon. I mean, shit, that's what we do. That's what we're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, no doubt. Like, when I see you catching giant dragons with one hand, I think you can handle about anything. It's I figure that's something that's right up your alley. But I was like, Man, that's it didn't surprise me though that like they're like that we started this documentary in South Florida. I was like, that's about right. Yeah. And then it
we actually, because you know his name is the real Tarzan, and we always joke about it and battle because he calls me Mowgli. I said, hell nah, I'm Tarzan, you're Mowgli. So we actually had a little discussion this morning, and I said, okay, we'll go out and we'll hold a little competition. Who catches the bigger dragon is the real Tarzan. So it's on, man, it's on. But shout out to my boy, Mike Halston, the real Tarzan. He's doing an amazing job. He's building something great out there. And we need more people to go support his cause and what he's doing. He's doing a great job bringing awareness to a lot of things, you know?
Well, Tyrone, you were the last time, you know, you were kind of in the main boxing spotlight was the Usyk fight. And I was very excited for you because I knew how hard you worked. I mean, I've seen, I called your fight in Mexico, the West Palm card, and your fight in Suriname where you broke your hand and went the distance and stuff like that, man. So that was, I was so hyped for you. It really broke my heart to see all that stuff that you were going through when that went down. How did you handle all of that stuff with the test? Because it all seemed very, very sketchy, man. You were there for the face off, and then that pops up, and it's kind of just dropped in your lap like that, and it's all out of your control. So what was that whole experience like? And I guess, how have you dealt with it since, man?
I mean, I just took it as it came, bro. You know, life is going to throw some punches at you, and you got to be able to take them and keep moving forward, you know, and that's exactly what I did. I mean, of course, I was bummed. The whole thing was sketchy. It till this day it makes absolutely no sense, and I feel like I got robbed from a huge opportunity to showcase on the biggest stage what I'm made of in the boxing world. You know, like I paid my dues in the kickboxing in the MMA scene and became champion all over, but you know, this was my opportunity to show that I'm a one-of-a-kind athlete, and, you know, that for, especially for this generation, that I'm, you know, something special. I worked my ass off. It nothing got handed to me. I did it all the hard way, you know, so what can you do, man? Just jump back on the horse and keep riding, and that's exactly what I'm doing, and I'm planning on to, you know, continue until I get it done, bro.
Do you have a game plan as far as what you want? Because I saw there were some rumors kicked around. You were mentioned to fight Andy Ruiz. I saw you, it seemed like after that, didn't you go spar with Anthony Joshua for a little bit?
Yeah.
Get some working with that. What was that experience like?
It was great, man. I mean, and that's the whole thing, you know, like, I will once and start talking whatever, but the whole thing was sketchy. Shortly after, I got invited to spar with Joshua. He's an amazing athlete, a true gentleman. I got only good things to say about him. We did a lot of rounds of sparring. I helped him in the preparation for his rematch against Ruiz. Also a good measuring point for myself to see where I'm at, because if these guys are the absolute top, how am I able to compete with them? And all I can say is I'm more than satisfied. It was just a confirmation for something that I already knew, and it was great, man. I spent some time there. It was cold as fuck. you know, compared to South Florida, but it was great, a historic moment, another milestone in my, you know, already rich fighting career, and I built some type of relationship with him, and it was good.
Well, I don't mean to pry, but like you say, it's kind of sketchy. It's weird that. The whole thing I find weird about it is because, you know, not to connect dots, but it's like Eddie Hearn promotes Usyk and he promotes Joshua. Why would he not let you fight his guy, but he's cool with you going to train with Anthony Joshua. I don't know if they made the same connection, but I'm just like, it just, I was let down because I'm like, man, I knew that that was like going to be your coming out party in Chicago.
And you know, like I said, I don't want to go against the whole, you know, I don't want to rattle shit up, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, if I'm a dirty fighter or whatever, why the hell would you invite me over there? But, you know, I know for myself that I didn't do anything. The test was just didn't make sense. You know, I did five. I passed. I don't even know how many I passed, like the first three. And then the fourth was they had an at first finding. And then the last one came back good again. Like, and in between those tests were a few days. Like, the at first finding that they found that substance is something that stays in your system for at least 3 or 4 months. So in a time span of just 4 or 5 days, it won't be out of your system. But it was. But you know what? It is what it is. We can't change the past. It happened. I'm still here, and I didn't change my demeanor. I didn't change my work ethic. My hunger is still there. So, if anything, they just motivated me even more.
Are there any truth to the Ruiz rumors? Like, what is the next big fish that Tyron Spong wants to take on? Like, what's your outlook?
I want, like they say nowadays. I want all the smoke. I want all of it. I want all of it, so I don't care who, you know. It just give me the proper time to prepare and give me a good camp, and I'll take on anyone, bro. I ain't got time. I ain't got time to lose, you know, so I'm ready.
Before we get you out of here, man, I wanted to ask you, Jarzino Rozenstruik, who's also from Suriname, I saw you in his corner for a couple of his fights. He looks like he's getting a take on Francis Ngannou soon. What have you made of his rise? It's pretty cool seeing, you know, you guys, from the place that you are be on this big stage. But I saw you in the corner, you know, for one of his fights that was in his streak, and now he's taking on a guy like Ngannou.
Yeah, no, it is, it's amazing. I mean, I helped him a lot throughout his career, as he started out, and, I trained with him. I helped him a lot. I cornered him for that fight, and I just applauded, man. It's great. All I want for the younger generation is hopefully to surpass me in my achievements and put Suriname on the map even more, because it's a great country. We have a lot of great warriors coming from there. All savages, bro. Oh, they're savage there, man. There's a lot of, you know, it's full of potential there. All athletic, all strong guys. Just not all of them get the proper training, have the proper discipline, because if you don't see that it's possible, you don't want to, you don't want to chase it as much. If you have other examples of other things to do that a lot of other guys get successful in, it's most likely that you will try to do that. But now you got me on top, and then you got Jarzino is right there. I mean, that's great. This will, you know, open up their eyes and see, like, yo, we could do it. We could do it, and we could be great. And I just hope that a lot of the younger athletes follow in those footsteps instead of other choices that they could also make, you know?
Tyron Spong, I always appreciate you giving us time, man. You're always a fantastic guest, and stay healthy, you and your family. Enjoy that dad life for while you got it, and all the best to you, man.
Thank you, my man. Thank you for having me.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.